Atma Namaste, everyone, and welcome back to Pure Energy Podcast. To all my listeners out there that are global, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and re-listening to season one all over again as well. I'm so excited to continue with this podcast and season two. And forgive my hiatus. Like most people, I needed to really disconnect in order to prioritize and find balance back in my life. This quarantine that the world is experiencing right now is giving me an opportunity to get back to what I love doing, which is talking to all of you and with you, spreading that positivity and speaking to topics that result in heightened awareness and hopefully gets you to see things from different perspectives. Now more than ever, the need to come together collectively and leverage technology in a positive way is so important. Let's take the time to lift each other up and remain calm as we do it. And, you know, through all of this, through the empty shelves and not being able to find baby wipes and bathroom tissue and paper products, period, one word comes to mind: bidet. Let this be a lesson to all of us that we need to get with the rest of the world and start investing into at least one bidet in every home. It would save us the headache should this ever happen again. Hopefully not, knock on wood, but I'm just saying, we need Oprah to come back for a Christmas special and give everyone a bidet. So all joking aside, I was actually in the car the other day and I saw the American flag waving in the distance, and I sat there and I said out loud, I think we need all collectively to put up the world flag. Believe it or not, there is a world flag. It was actually created in 1988 by Paul Carroll. And there was a 2008 version as well. I posted it onto my Instagram under Twin Hearts Healer. But the world flag waving in the distance, I think, would be a fantastic message for everyone to understand that we are not alone in this. Regardless of your opinion of what the flag looks like, I think it's just a great reminder that this is not just an American thing. This is a global thing, and every country and every city is feeling this. So just to put it out there and just to remind everybody that, you know, we are not alone in this. We are together in this, and it may not be hands across, you know, the globe right now, because we're not supposed to be touching each other, 6 feet of personal space, but it's a great reminder nonetheless. So it helped me become even more connected to everyone on this planet, understanding that. And as a healer, you know, we think that we're as connected as we can ever be, and that's not the case. We need to find even more connection, and we need to really be rooted and grounded in what exactly the world is experiencing right now. And that's the only way that we can ever truly be as compassionate as we need to be, and how we can actually help others. And right now, we can still stay connected, but as I said earlier, let's use technology. You know, let's FaceTime and video chat and do all of these other things without having to step outside and jeopardize someone else's health. You know, and that goes to, you know, individuals who are pregnant, or you know, people with children, anyone who has an autoimmune disease, someone who has a lung deficiency. You know, it's super important. Don't jeopardize your health. You know, you have to go out for necessity, but, you know, let other people help you as well. And keeping a safe distance, and if you need anything, reach out, ask someone for something, you know, and that's where the luxury of technology comes in. And the capabilities that we have at our fingertips are immense. But going back to this season, I'm so excited for season two of this podcast, and I really want to give a shout out to everyone that has tuned in since day one. You are so appreciated. So keep an eye out for episode 7 dropping soon. And remember, reach out to me, ask me questions, give me feedback, send a message, shout out on Instagram. I also have a link tree on there as well. So don't be a stranger. I'm open to it. And I look forward to hearing from everyone. Atma Namaste, everybody. And I wish you peace and good health.